Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you gotta do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 or gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family. Hello, America, and welcome to a new edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News, where today, in a few minutes, we have the freshman congressman from the great state of North Carolina, Madison Cawthorn, just back from his honeymoon, newly married. Congratulations to him on that. But he is already beginning to make a mark in Congress, sponsoring some bills that would ban vaccine passports, that would insist that the Trump border wall funds that were allocated by Congress go to the border wall. What a unique idea that is, huh? And of course, he's been very vocal in the last couple of days about the behavior, the rhetoric of Congresswoman Maxine Waters. We're going to talk to him about that, plus cancel culture and so much more. We're so grateful that the congressman, on his first day back in Washington after his wedding, has been kind enough to join us here. Very, very exciting to have that opportunity. We'll be talking to him about some really substantive laws, some facts. How about that? We'll talk facts. And that's funny because I have a fact to talk about. If you remember, back after January 6th, the New York Times had a pretty epic story, pretty definitive, declarative, that Officer Brian Sitnick, who died after the Capitol riots on January 6th, had been bashed over the head with a fire extinguisher by a Trump-incited mob. I believe those are the words that the newspaper used, or something very similar. In fact, the newspaper is so specific as to suggest that he even had a gash in his head when he was taken unconscious to the hospital, all things that are seem to build a narrative that the Trump rioters killed him. Then soon after that, the family came out and said, hey, no, we don't think that's what happened to him, and we really implore the media to be more careful. And then there were suggestions anonymously that maybe the autopsy had shown he had died of strokes. But no official thing. So weeks have passed. I mean, we're well into April now, almost 3.5 months from the January 6th tragedy. And now we find out last night, I know this is going to shock you after last week's podcast, the New York Times was not partly wrong, somewhat wrong. It was entirely wrong. Yes, last night, the DC Medical Examiner released the autopsy for Brian Sitnick, a great officer, someone who we should all admire. I'm not impugning his memory one bit by raising this question. I'm simply showing that once again, the gray old lady has been wrong, not somewhat, but all totally wrong about her story. Brian Sitnick died of natural causes, according to the Medical Examiner's report. He had two strokes in the back of his brain, and it caused him to pass away. We miss him. We honor his family. We honor his service to this country. We think men like him should be honored. And, you know, tonight when we're perhaps seeing some violence around the country related to the Derek Chauvin trial. Remember that there are a lot more Brian Sitnicks in law enforcement and far fewer Derek Chauvin. Again, he still deserves the benefit of doubt until a jury appears has determined his guilt or innocence. But it is undoubtedly true that the New York Times gave us another false story. Another one. Let's just walk through the record of the New York Times on major stories. We're not talking about back page stories where maybe they got a fact wrong and they needed a correction. We're talking about stories that on their face, under the rules of journalism, should have been retracted, withdrawn. And they haven't been, to my knowledge. But, you know, they just follow the news and, oh, we were wrong. Here's what came out. But let's take the narrative a little further. Because remember, when the narrative of the fire extinguisher started falling apart, right? Then the story became, for the narrative, that Officer Sitnik was sprayed by pepper spray. And it may have caused a reaction that caused him to die. But last night, in an interview with the Washington Post, the medical examiner said there was no evidence in the toxicology report of any bad reaction, any toxins, anything that contributed to his death, that this was a natural cause death by stroke. Now, certainly stress could create stroke scenarios for people, and I'm sure January 6th was stressful for every officer on the front lines. But the idea he was smashed over the head and had a gash in his head, or that he, from the fire extinguisher, or that pepper spray created a body reaction that caused his death. Those have been ruled out by the medical expert in the District of Columbia. And what do we know about the New York Times record? That's wrong, right? On February of 2017, the New York Times reported that U.S. intelligence had intercepted information showing conversations between the Trump campaign officials, senior Trump campaign officials, and senior Russian intelligence officials. That story did not happen. There were no intercepts. There were no meetings. There were no contacts. Not only Robert Mueller said that, but Peter Strzok, the agent who didn't like Donald Trump very much from his text messages, we can tell, the agent who was running the case, he wrote an annotation of the New York Times story identifying 9 facts wrong in a single story. Now, this wasn't any old story. This was a story that drove the narrative in the first 3 weeks, 4 weeks of the Trump presidency. Hey, if the New York Times says they've been caught conspiring together, it must be true. Guess what? It wasn't even remotely true. That story hasn't been retracted as far as I can tell. The reporters who wrote it are still employed mostly in the New York Times. You have to ask yourself. Now, those are two big ones, right? We got Sitnik and the wrong cause of death. We've got Russia collusion, the primary story driver, not right. We can talk about the Steele dossier. We can go through a lot of other things in Russia, but let's take one other one that broke last summer when the president at the time, Donald Trump, said, this isn't true. The intelligence community doesn't believe it. He was panned. He was mocked. We were told, trust the media, not Donald Trump. Well, guess what? Donald Trump was right. The media, specifically the New York Times, was wrong on this story. Russian U.S. intelligence had strong evidence that Russia was paying bounties to kill American soldiers in Afghanistan. Not true. The Biden intelligence chief said last week they had a low degree of confidence, low to moderate. In the intelligence world, that's called crap journalism, crap intelligence, bad intelligence. Once again, a front page exclusive of the New York Times evaporated into falsity. We have fiction in the New York Times, not accurate information for an important newspaper. A newspaper I've subscribed to my whole life. It's important to me to buy it. When I was a kid, I'd go to the newsstand and buy it in Connecticut. When I was in school, I'd read it in the library at the school because I couldn't afford a subscription back then. And as a journalist, I've had it on and off regularly in my life, either digitally or print for many years. It is been publishing fiction, all of them to the detriment of conservatives, all of it to the benefit of liberals. These stories are wrong. Let's take the Caliphate podcast. They did retract parts of that. That's important, but that's another one that occurred in the last year. I can go on. We can go back to the false reporting of the description of Scooter Libby as a source in the New York Times stories on WMD. We can go on. We went back last week to many other historic things, going all the way back to World War II, grievous errors of ethics and fact in the New York Times. This is a serious matter. The New York Times should be able and must be able to do better. And its executive editor, Dean Baquet, has to either show he can lead this newspaper out of these falsities, or he should step aside and let someone else run the newspaper. Because Right now, the newspaper is disserving the public interest with way, way too many big, false, inaccurate stories, epic stories, stories that drove the narrative in America, and they were wrong. There should be consequences for the reporter. There should be consequences to the editors. There should be radical change so that the New York Times can be trusted to report big stories in the Trump and post-Trump era and retract those that they got wrong. They just owe the American public a, we got it wrong, we're sorry, we're retracting the stories. They're just too proud, too egotistical, too something, I don't know what it is, to do the right thing in journalism. When Monica Lewinsky had a false report in the Wall Street Journal that she had been seen in a compromising position with President Trump by a steward in the White House, a porter, so to speak, they did the right thing. They retracted the story. I think they retracted on the front page, as I recall, but they did it right. The New York Times hasn't done much right about its egregious record of erroneous reporting. They owe us better. And once again, last night, the Brian Sitnik autopsy gave us another opportunity to realize just how far off they are. All right, one more story before we go to commercial break, and then we're coming back with Congressman Madison Cawthorn from North Carolina, a very already making an impact freshman congressman, already introducing laws, already introducing ideas, having a conversation, does not back down to woke criticism, as he calls it. He is a fighter, a different type of Republican than maybe we've seen in earlier generations. Not a country club Republican, let me be clear about that. And I got nothing wrong with country club Republicans, but they're very different from what Madison Cawthorn is. And you're going to get to see that and hear that firsthand in a second. But before we go to the commercial break, one other important piece of journalism that was committed on the Washington, I'm sorry, on the Just the News website this morning here in Washington. Great story. Documents obtained by Just the News show that the former retired general, commandant of the Marines, the former commander at NATO, General Allen, John Allen, while working at the Brookings Institute, a liberal think tank, shortly before becoming its leader, but at that time a program leader or in another role, made contacts with the Trump White House, specifically the National Security Advisor, General McMasters, on behalf of Qatar, the Middle East country. Very specific, detailed conversations. You can read these emails online. You don't have to take our word for them. You can read them yourself. It certainly looked like he was doing the bidding in these emails of Qatar, shuttling information back and forth between the Trump White House, the State Department. He was never registered as a lobbyist, according to our reporter. Here's the thing that puts the big question mark around this. Was this a foreign influence operation? At the time, in the year, in the time frame where General Allen was doing this, often using his brookings.edu email address, Brookings had received a gift from Qatar, from the embassy here in Washington of Qatar, of $2 million or more. It was $2 million to $5 million, I think was the range. Big, giant gift to a think tank, right as one of its high-profile figures, soon to be its president, is carrying its water inside the White House, inside the government. And there doesn't appear to have been a Foreign Agent Registration Act lobbying report filed on behalf of this great work by our team here. And take a look at that story on the front page of Just the News, another example of lobbying, influencing, whatever you want to call it, special interest influence, foreign influence. We heard a lot of Democrats upset when Paul Manafort was doing this in Ukraine, but there hasn't been a peep among the Democrats on what is evoked in these emails, and it raises some questions. Do we have a double standard in America? Well, when we come back, we're going to ask Congressman Madison Cawthorn about double standards. He's been pretty vocal about them. Coming up right after this commercial break, our exclusive interview with Congressman Madison Cawthorn, Republican of North Carolina, freshman lawmaker, just back from his honeymoon. We'll talk to him right after the commercial break.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
All right, folks, welcome back from the commercial break. And as promised, a very special guest, in fact, a newly married guest, Congressman Madison Cawthorn from the great state of North Carolina joins us. Congressman, congratulations are in order, I believe.
Yes, indeed. Just got back from my honeymoon. And you know what? Christina and I decided to get involved in politics while we were even engaged because we don't want to raise a family in a country that is heading in the direction it is. And so that's why we got involved so young, but we just got back from our honeymoon. We're ready to take this bull by the horns here in Washington.
Ah, that's fantastic. Well, congratulations to you. It's as I was saying off air, it's one of the great, it is the greatest thing that happened in my life. And marriage is an enormous opportunity and adventure that you'll smile about often. So congratulations. I'm so happy for you. Now, there's some things not to smile about, and I assume one of those may be Congresswoman Maxine Waters' comments over the weekend, kind of throwing kerosene on a already burning fire around the Derek Chauvin trial. First, your reaction to her statements, and second, do you see any double standard in Washington on how she's been treated versus other people?
Oh, my gosh. The double standard in Washington is so evident and so just obscene because really, if there was not a double standard, then I don't think the Democrats would have any standard. But, you know, what happened with Maxine Waters is she asked to go to Portland. Well, not in Portland, but she called for protesters. And now these protesters had just burned down an Apple store in Portland and set fire to a police department to become more active and become more belligerent. And then, unsurprisingly, hours later, two National Guardsmen were injured by a drive-by shooting. So many calls for Maxine Waters to resign, to be stripped of her committee. But, you know, right now we're trying to censure her, which would then take away her committee chairmanship. So that way she could not continue to spread her influence on our country.
Do you, having been in the building now, do you think there are any Democrats that also are a little bit of pepsit over how she her words, the choice of words, the timing of her words? Do you think there's any engagement by Democrats to perhaps punish her in some way?
You know what? I think that a lot of them are disgraced by the words that she said, but they will never say that out loud. You know, you have to hand it to Nancy Pelosi. She's probably the most powerful speaker we have ever had because she keeps her troops in lockstep order nonstop. There is absolutely no breaking from the Democratic Party. And it's very sad because that doesn't represent our country like it's supposed to. We're supposed to be a representative democracy. We represent 730,000 people in our district, not representing the Speaker of the House. But, you know, I will tell you that the Republicans of old don't exist anymore because this new Republican Party that I think myself and a lot of new members represent, we're done taking on the chin, you know, from immigration to this kind of double standard hypocrisy with Maxine Waters. We've let the left run roughshod over us for the past, you know, 22 decades, but not anymore. We're going to hold her accountable. We're going to make sure that the vote taken so that these Democrats in tough districts, even leaning Republican districts, will have to go and defend Maxine Waters' words.
Yeah, that's going to be an important a task. And it is remarkable. I mean, we're just in such a tinderbox moment. You see, I was coming into Washington today and you see the police are deployed much more heavily. The National Guard's been activated here. You mentioned the extraordinarily violent nights that we saw in Portland recently. And so the country's already there. The verdict's about to come down, we think, in the next couple of days. And for a congresswoman to come in at that moment with the inflammatory language that she did, I think only adds fuel to a fire that is already beginning to burn. And so it's going to be interesting to see if Congress can get above partisan politics and do the right thing here and call out what she did as wrong and ill opportune. You talked about the border, which we have an extraordinary crisis. Finally, President Biden finally used the C word, crisis, over the weekend. But then he proceeded to raise the caps for refugees above what President Trump had authorized. In fact, he did a flip-flop because originally he was going to hold them there, and then his liberal caucus got at him, and he flip-flopped within a few hours. But the border's a big thing, and I know you're trying to take some action in Congress. You've co-sponsored a bill that would insist that the funds already appropriated for the Trump wall stay there, that they don't wander. Tell me how that's going and why that's so important to our security.
Well, first and foremost, you know, just like with the border crisis, for Joe Biden to fix the problem, which we know he won't, the first step was for him to actually admit that there was a problem, which he's done. But then obviously they instantly started backtracking on that. Jen Psaki was started saying that's not what the president meant. And so it makes you realize Joe Biden is not in control of the White House. He's being handled by puppet masters, and it's a very sad thing. But you know, we are trying to take action to secure the border. A first step to do that is, one, to make sure that the money that's been appropriated to secure our border, give more money to border security agents, and to help fund the Trump wall, continue to go there, that they can't be reappropriated by Democrats who are in power now. But also, we've now introduced something my staff and I have created, that's something called the Donument Act. You know, think Donald plus monument. And this would make the existing border wall that's on our southern border now into a national monument. So that would mean that the Democrats can never tear it down, no matter how politicized the event gets, because that's just it's illegal then. But there's a lot of actions being taken because, you know, we've got to get a border wall on our southern border, stop the hemorrhaging, and then we can actually deal with the illegal immigrants we have in our country now. But, you know, raising the number of refugees and illegal immigrants, the caps that we allow into our country, the number should be zero, John. It should be zero. We shouldn't be letting anybody into our country until we get the 500,000 unemployed veterans and homeless veterans, get them a good paying job, make sure we're taking care of America first, then we can deal with the rest of the world.
Yeah, there's the number, I think, was set at 15,000 for Trump, and it's going to go up to 60,000-70,000 this year and up over 100,000 the following year. It doesn't appear that we even have an infrastructure capable of processing that many refugee complaints. And as we know, many of the refugee complaints that come in turn out to be bogus. And so there's a litigation process. It's slow. It seems like we're taking an incredibly crushed system and putting more weight on top of it. How concerned are you that the administration, we knew they were going to do these things, right? Because they were clear last year in the election what their plans were, that they didn't prepare the infrastructure. They didn't do the P's and Q's of preparation before they opened the floodgates. What is the long-term consequence of that lack of preparation?
For the long-term consequences, you need to think about our physical infrastructure, whether it's ports, bridges, or roads. You know, we have city planners and civil engineers who plan out saying, oh, you know, this bridge right here in rural Western North Carolina is going to have 1,500 cars drive over every single day. But when you start introducing more and more illegal immigrants into our country that we have not accounted for, that 1,500 cars jumps up to what, 2,000 cars, 2,500 cars. And that means that our infrastructure is going to deteriorate faster. And now that the Democrats are introducing this infrastructure bill, which is something I was excited about, I said, well, you know, this can be bipartisan. We all believe in ports. We all believe in roads, better hospitals. But then they're starting to define the $15 minimum wage as infrastructure. They're starting to define paid family leave as infrastructure. They're starting to define giving crayons to five-year-olds as infrastructure. It doesn't make any sense. And the thing that I hate so much is that the Democrats can say whatever they want, because they can just turn around and redefine the words that they've said to say, no, I didn't actually say that, because that word has a new definition now. It makes it impossible to debate with them, and it makes it impossible for the American people to know what the Democrats are doing.
Yeah, such a great point. Speaking of definitions and words, yesterday at Just the News, we broke the story that there's a new memo out from the Homeland Security Secretary's office saying that the words illegal and alien, which, by the way, are encoded in the statute and used by the Supreme Court regularly, even Ruth Bader Ginsburg used to use the word, are now banned by from use by the two main immigration enforcement agencies. Your reaction to that?
You know what? It's absurd. You know, when we start censoring language, when you start saying, no, you can't say that, it's an Orwellian nightmare. Because then we can't actually say what needs to be said. And you know what? The whole purpose of the First Amendment was that you are entitled, you can be offended, you can have your ideas challenged. And just using the word illegal aliens, I mean, it's just stating that they are an alien, someone not from our country, and that they are here illegally, because that's what happened. They've broken the law to get into our country, and there should be some form of consequences.
Yeah, it's really, really remarkable. I would have loved to have been a fly on the wall inside the Homeland Security Department as that memo was coming down yesterday, because I suspect a lot of the chief enforcement folks don't agree with that decision and see it for what it is. Now, you've got another very important piece of legislation working its way through Congress, and I think it really gets to one of the big issues in the backside of the pandemic, and that is these proposed vaccine passports. Tell us what you've done, what the law does, what you're trying to get passed, and why you took this on.
Well, you know, right now we're trying to co-sponsor a bill that would block the federal government from mandating a COVID-19 vaccine passport. Now, this is obviously, if we start to set up the infrastructure needed, the programs, the software, the artificial intelligence needed to actually make sure that we have a blockchain usable vaccine passport, let me tell you, that is going to lead us down a road that is very, very bad. You know, vaccine passports, they're just not consistent with the American way of life. Being saying that, you know, we can look into your private life and determine what you've done, and that's going to determine if you can buy or sell here. You know, the whole reason our founding fathers fought to form a new nation was to escape government overreach. Now liberals are toying with the idea of mandating a vaccine passport for Americans to buy food, clothing, and other necessities to be able to travel. Does that sounds like the mark of the beast. I mean, imagine how horrified George Washington, Thomas Jefferson would be if they could see what has happened to the American dream that they fought for.
It is remarkable. And, you know, there's all sorts of implications. There's HIPAA privacy, right? Does someone have the obligation to say what they chose to do with their doctor? I mean, that's why we had the HIPAA laws and other things. So fascinating. What's the reaction been to the bill? Do you think that there's some bipartisan support to ban these vaccine passports, and certainly in the country, the polling shows there's a lot of concern about it. What do you think inside the body of Congress?
Well, you know, I believe that there is some bipartisan support coming. You know, I'm sure Nancy Pelosi will try and squash it out. But, you know, there are a lot of Democrats who are in, you know, seats that can go either way. They might be Democrat one session and Republican the next session. So these people are going to have to take a really hard gut check and say, am I going to vote for something to, you know, to mandate a vaccine passport? And that would guarantee that I lose my next election. So, you know, I hopefully there will be some bipartisan support. I hope the American people can express their will enough. But you know what? Unfortunately, I have to say, the Democratic Party of today is not the same Democrats as, you know, JFK Democrats, you know, from my great grandfather's or from my grandfather's age group.
Right.
You know, these Democrats are socialists. They really are. They want government mandate to control your entire life because these people are obsessed with power, not with helping America.
You know, one of the things that I love following your Twitter because I think you're very observant and you see things a lot of other people miss. And I saw a tweet the other day, maybe it was actually in the last day or so, about Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and not wearing a mask at a sporting event. I think one of the things that you've really, and it goes back to your campaign, but I think you've really connected on something that a lot of Americans see, and that is there's a lot of do what I say, not what I do hypocrisy in the left. They want to impose these things on everyday Americans. And then when we get a chance to watch them, they're not doing it. Gretchen Whitmer this morning admitting that she took a trip out of state after telling people don't travel out of Michigan. We know what Newsom did. He's getting recalled for it. Nancy Pelosi, the hairdresser, and now this AOC thing. How big an issue do you think going into the 2022 election is this record of hypocrisy of Democrats imposing one thing and then doing just the opposite when it comes to their own personal lives?
I believe it's going to be a major win for Republicans. You know, so long as we can ensure election integrity, which my team and I have been working on in state legislatures all across the country, as long as we can have that, I think the American people are going to be fed up with having a ruling class that says there are rules for thee, but not for me. I genuinely believe that Americans reject that. They say that, you know what, every single, you know, my home is my castle. I am the ruling class. You work for me. And so you're not going to be allowed to make a rule to give a recommendation to me and then not follow it yourself. And it's something that I believe all Americans all across walks of life reject. You know, you try and listen to the mainstream media, and I even hate saying that because the media is anything but mainstream. Because let me tell you, the normal average American, we agree on probably 80% of every single issue. But the media today wants to make it look like that so many people agree with these socialist Democrats who are in Congress right now. The American people do not agree with them, and we will vote them out of office.
Yeah, it's just remarkable. It's an amazing moment in history to see the gulf between actions and words when it comes to the left. And of course, the Republicans have been pretty consistent on this idea of freedom, liberty. It's going to be an interesting 2022 election for sure. Congressman, I know you're newly back. You got a lot to work on this week. I want to let you get back to work, but thank you so much for taking the time. And we'd like to get you back and follow these two pieces of legislation. They're very important. I know a lot of Americans are rooting for them. And let's get you back on the show soon.
Absolutely. I'll come as often as you'll have me, brother. Great to talk to you, and thanks for being in this battle with me and leading the way.
Thank you, sir. Really appreciate it. Have a good day.
You too. Bye.
All right, folks, we're going to go to quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to wrap things up for the day. Hey, folks, as we approach another critical election, a wave of concern washes over America. Recent studies reveal that an astonishing 56% of our fellow citizens report feelings of anxiety or dread about the upcoming presidential election. That's why I stand with AMAC. AMAC is more than a senior discount organization. During these challenging times, they fight for common sense and hope that our nation returns to traditional American values. Visit amac.us/justnews today to seize an exclusive election year special, a 4-year AMAC membership for just $30. That's right, you heard me right, 4 years for 30 bucks. As an AMAC member, you're not only enjoying money-saving benefits, but also the AMAC magazine, free Social Security and Medicare advice, a trusted voice in Washington, and a community of like-minded patriots who love this great nation. Take advantage of this election year special, 4 years for $30, and be part of the solution over the next 4 years. By becoming an AMAC member, you're strengthening a movement dedicated to preserving the principles we hold dear in this great country. Join now at amac.us/justnews. That's amac.us/justnews. Folks, Field of Greens is the healthiest thing I do every day, and I want you on this journey with me. Why? It's literally one scoop a day. It tastes great. I love the fruit flavors particularly, and it's completely improved my life and my health. This is nutrition the way nature intended. When I began taking a hard look at why I wasn't feeling good and why I felt unhealthy, why I was gaining weight, why I was losing energy, it wasn't just because I had hit my 50s. No, it was because I wasn't getting the right amount of fruit and vegetables in my diet. And listen, I'm just too busy to go to the store, clean up the vegetables, cook vegetable dinners, and make sure I hit the fruit. A Field of Greens stepped in. One scoop of powder in my drink or on my eggs in the morning, and boom, I was off and feeling better. And suddenly, I was losing weight. I was sleeping better. My metabolism went up. My blood sugar went down. My cholesterol went down, and my weight went down. And my doctor said, hey, whatever you're doing, keep it doing. You know what that is? It's Field of Greens. That's what I've been doing. Field of Greens is radically different. Each organic fruit and vegetable was medically chosen to support heart and vital organ health. I trust Field of Greens to keep me healthy. I promise you, you're going to love this product. But if for any reason you don't, they'll give you 100% money back guarantee. Now, you're going to get 15% off your first order, plus free rush shipping because of the incredible partnership we have here at Just the News with Brick House Nutrition and, of course, Field of Greens. All you got to do to take advantage of this offer, visit fieldofgreens.com and use the promo code JustNews. That's promo code JustNews at fieldofgreens.com. Don't wait. Go to fieldofgreens.com today. Use the promo code JustNews for 15% off. All right, folks, that wraps up another edition of John Solomon Reports, the podcast from Just the News, where today I think we had a lot of news. Certainly the interview with the congressman elicited a lot of provocative comments and thoughts, a lot of meat in there, a lot of opinion in there. He's got some strong sentiments, clearly has some legislative bills that have specific purposes. Always fun to educate people about bills and laws working their way through Congress. Really grateful for his time today and his first full day back in Washington after his marriage, his new marriage. We're so excited for him, as we are for all members of Congress when they get married. Great moment in their lives. All right, we're going to go soon to the rest of our activities of the day, and we're going to let you go. But before we do, I'd like to shout out our great sponsors and advertisers when there is an important product, something that can serve you. And one of the things in this era of hacking, remember recently Facebook got hacked. We know credit card companies have been hacked. A lot of hacking, a lot of personal privacy data out there. I sometimes talk about the extraordinary concerns about home title theft and our good friends at Home Title Lock trying to protect you on that, because once someone can get your public deed data, they can do some terrible mischief that economically and personally harms you. But another great product that I'm a big fan of is called ExpressVPN, because your internet service provider, whether it's Comcast or Verizon or any of the ones that you may use, whatever you use, they have the ability to see your activity. If you think when you're using the incognito mode on your browser that companies like your ISPs can't see where you've browsed, you're wrong. And when the government or someone else wants to get access to it, that data does exist, unless you've got a product when you're at home, at work, on your mobile devices, your phones, your iPads, your Google, Android devices, unless you have a product called ExpressVPN, right? ExpressVPN is an app that reroutes your internet connection through a secure server so your ISP can't see the sites you visit, and people, hackers, and others can't get at it as well. It keeps all your information secure through encryption. 100% of your data, whatever is going on in your device, it's protected by this ExpressVPN as it's transmitted. And it runs seamlessly in the background. You don't even know it's there, except you know you got that protection. It is a fantastic product. It can protect all of your devices at once, your phones, your computers, your laptops, heck, even your smart TV. You can install this on a smart TV. Pretty important browser protection, surfing protection, data protection in an era where so much data is constantly being exfiltrated by bad actors in the internet criminal world. So how do you get involved in this? How do you get connected to our good friends at ExpressVPN, which, by the way, got a number one rating by CNET and Wired magazine, two very influential voices on technology, on software, always reliable. Visit my exclusive link at expressvpn.com/justnews. Just news, all one word, no the in it. So let me give you that again, expressvpn.com/justnews. You get an extra 3 months free on a 1-year package if you go in. You can try it out. It's a great product. Why not anonymize and protect your data? Become secure. Use encryption. Get into the 21st century with your security. Your devices are already there. Your data is already there. How about bringing your security to the 21st century? One more time, expressvpn.com/justnews. You get 3 months free on a 1-year deal. What a special opportunity if you're a listener of John Solomon Reports or the Just the News website. If you read us there, great offer. Use it. It's great. Very important product for security in a very insecure Wild West internet era that we're all living in. All right, folks, that wraps it up for the day. Come back tomorrow to join us again with another edition of John Solomon Reports. And of course, in between now and then, if you got a news fix, you're hankering to get some headlines you can trust, some facts you can look at, some documents you can check yourself, not have to take the journalist's word, well, you know where to go. JustTheNews.com. Always click in the dig in tab. That's a great place to go. But that is a special place for straight news. That's what we're trying to give you. Just the news, no opinion, no indoctrination, just information. Check us out day and night. We got you covered 24/7. Until tomorrow, may God bless you and may God bless this amazing country, the United States of America, as he always has. Have a great night. We'll be back to you tomorrow. Folks, everyone knows the next medical crisis is just around the corner. Whether it comes in the form of a pandemic or something much more mundane like a tick bite, you and your family need to be prepared. That's what we learned from this last pandemic, right? That's where the Wellness Company comes in. You know the Wellness Company. We have their great doctors like Dr. Peter McCullough on all the time on our shows. The Wellness Company and their doctors are medical professionals that you can trust, and the new medical emergency kits are the gold standard when it comes to keeping you safe and healthy, and most importantly, prepared. Be ready for anything. This medical emergency kit contains an assortment of life-saving medications, including ivermectin and Z-Pak. The medical emergency kit provides a guidebook to aid in the safe use of all of these life-saving medications, so you know what you're doing. From anthrax to tick bites to COVID and even the bioweapon like the plague, the Wellness Company's medical emergency kit is exactly what you need to have on hand to be prepared. Rest assured knowing that you have emergency antibiotics, antivirals, and antiparasitics on hand to keep you and your family safe from whatever the globalists throw your way. Go to www.twchealth/justnews today in order. That's twc.health/justnews and use the promo code justnews to save 10%. Hey folks, can your IRA or 401k stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is right at our doorstep? By allocating a percentage of your retirement into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from a turbulent market and economic downturns. All you got to do is put your IRA back on the gold standard. With a multi-trillion dollar trade deficit and ongoing geopolitical instability, experts say now is the time to make the switch. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Protect your retirement today with one simple phone call and receive your free gold and silver guide from my good friends at Genesis Gold. To do that, call Genesis Gold Group today at 800-200-GOLD Gold. That's 800-200-GOLD. And find out how you can add precious metals to your IRA. One more time, let me give you the number. It's 800-200-4653. 800-200-4653 gold, or visit them at genesisgoldgroup.com. Genesis Gold, welcome to the John Solomon Just the News family.